This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly election in West Bengal has intensified, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the state. Senior BJP leaders are crisscrossing the state today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is addressing rallies in East Bardhaman and Howrah, followed by roadshows in Howrah and South Kolkata. Union Health Minister JP Nadda is leading roadshows in East Bardhaman and Nadia, while Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has reached Navadvip. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee is campaigning in Hooghly, Damdam, Bhavanipur and Behala. Party General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee is holding rallies in South 24 Parganas, Howrah and Maniktala. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is also addressing three rallies today in Srirampur, Kolkata's Shaheed Minar and Meteor Bros. The left front is also active, with CPIM State Secretary Mohammad Saleem and veteran leader Asim Das Gupta leading roadshows and rallies in Howrah, Panihati and Kharda. The Enforcement Directorate launched extensive raids in West Bengal today in connection with the public distribution corruption case. Operations are underway in Kolkata, Bardhaman and Howrah, targeting 9 different addresses. The raids are being conducted under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, following allegations of widespread irregularities in the public distribution system. Searches are currently taking place in South Kolkata's Brahmapur and Regent Park areas. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated Atmanirbhar High Speed Bullet Train Manufacturing Plant Aditya in Bengaluru, BEML, today. Speaking to Akashvani and Doordarshan, he informed that the first prototype will come out next year and production will happen in the latter part of 2027.
The plant where the train will be manufactured is this Aditya plant of BML. So the plant is now in very good shape. The design is also completed. Very soon, the manufacturing of B28 bullet train, which is Atmanirbhar Bharat's bullet train, will be started here very soon. The first prototype should be ready early next year, and it should get into operations around late part of 2027. It should be completed.
The minister announced that in the next few months, Bengaluru-Madgaon Vande Bharat will commence its service. A superfast and a Vande Bharat sleeper train will also be operational soon between Bengaluru and Mumbai. The government has reaffirmed that the country's fertilizer security remains strong, stable and well-managed, with availability consistently exceeding requirement across all major fertilizers. Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said in a statement that the recent claims of shortages are not supported by facts. It pointed out that data from both the recently concluded Rabi 2025-26 season and the current period indicate a comfortable and well-buffered supply position nationwide. Diplomacy is intensifying across West Asia amid continued tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, even as a fragile ceasefire remains under strain. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in Islamabad for crucial talks, with Tehran signalling that its position on ending the conflict will be conveyed to Pakistan rather than directly to the United States. Iran's Foreign Ministry has also made it clear that no direct meeting is planned with Washington. However, the United States has confirmed that its special envoy Steve Witkoff and senior advisor Jared Kushner will travel to Pakistan for talks with Iranian counterparts. The White House said the Iranians had requested the in-person engagement. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is not traveling but remains on standby. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for heatwave conditions over parts of Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh for today. Similar conditions will also prevail over Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. Hot and humid weather conditions will prevail today in parts of Bihar, coastal Andhra Pradesh in Karnataka, Gujarat, Gangetic West Bengal, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa and Manipur. In IPL cricket, two matches are scheduled for today. In the afternoon fixture, Delhi Capitals will take on Punjab Kings at the Arun Jaitley Stadium. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. In the evening encounter, Rajasthan Royals will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur, and the match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.